It's been one-on-one week in my inner circle, and I love one-on-one week because one, it provides me loads of content. Two, I can provide loads of value. And three, I get loads of lessons and knowledge. And most people think that when I do one-on-ones, that I'm helping the other person, but the reality is they're actually helping me in many ways. So I get to learn from others. And one of the players that I spoke to this week hadn't played for a little while, been injured. And then he went on loan. And when he went on loan, he's had his first few games. And he made a few mistakes in the first 5 minutes. But after that, he played really, really well. Made a couple of assists. And he's like, wow. Wow, I don't know what happened there. And I said to him previously, this will happen to you when you put in the work. You'll walk onto the pitch and you'll be like, something's shifted, something's changed. And he said, yeah, definitely. Definitely something shifted. Because previously, if I would have made mistakes, the rest of the game would have been done. And I 100% get that. Because I see that with so many players. In pre-season, I play golf with a lot of players. Obviously, people I help, etc. And I like to see how they react when they make a mistake. When things doesn't or don't go to plan. Because guess what happens when we play golf? So I like golf. And if it's a par 5, I expect round to go around in a par 5. If it's a par 4, I expect to do a par 4, par 3, par 3. And that's what most pro players expect too. So if they shank it, they're like, oh my God, I've lost it. The whole game's gone. I'm like, did you expect to go round in par? You're a handicap 18. Stop it. Stop it. And you see some players literally losing their crap, and then in my bag, I have this, like, it's called a whip, right? But it's to make you slow down your swing. And it's got, like, an orange ball. And I use it as a reset button. A reset button to start again. And most pros don't get this, that you can start again at any time. You can reset any time. Same as golf. If you shank one shot, the whole game hasn't gone, has it? You've just shanked one shot. That's it now. I'm done. Rubbish. I've fucked the whole round. The whole round's fucked. That's what they normally say. I'm like, no, just start again from now. And then I do something with their expectations. I'm like, right, play the par 3 as a par 4. The par 4 as a par 5. The par 5 as a par 6. And that is actually them paying to their handicap, right? So if they do shank a shot, it's like, oh, it doesn't matter. And guess what? Because they've got permission to make a mistake, they're not trying to cream it 300 yards down the fairway. They're like, oh, do you know what? I've got a couple of extra shots, which makes them relax, which makes them play better golf, which gives them a really good score. And they're like, wow, I've just had a really good score. And I'm like, yeah, because you didn't expect to go around in par. Now, let's rewind back to that football player who I said made the mistake. Same thing. Made a mistake, it's like, okay to make mistakes. What do you expect? Do you expect not to make a mistake in a game? And then you carry on through it. Makes such a difference when you can do that. And most players don't realise that they can do that because their expectations are far too high. It's the biggest problem I see in football. Expectations through the roof. You will struggle again and again and again. And what changes for players that I work with is when I give them permission to make a mistake. I give them permission to fail. I give them permission to misplace a pass, to miss a shot. And that breaks free of the shackles. That breaks them free of the shackles. And I said this to a, I said this yesterday as well. Simple isn't easy. It sounds simple, but it's not easy. Most people really can't put that into practice. And it's a daily practice. It's something that you have to do every single day, something you have to practice every single day. And if it was easy, everyone would do it. And simple isn't easy. The simplest workouts aren't easy. If I said to you, go and do 10 sets of 5 chin-ups, that's really hard to max. It's really, really hard. Simple isn't easy. So the whole point, even though this sounds easy, it's not. And that's where someone like me comes in to help you to change your expectations, to show you the way forward, to give you tools so you don't lose your shit on the pitch. Because a lot of players go, what happens when I have a mad 5 minutes? How do I get out of that? I'm like, just start again. Reset. It's okay to make mistakes. You will make mistakes. On this podcast, I do make mistakes. You might hear it. I'm like, well, it's done now. Just carry on. This isn't meant to be perfect. I might make a mistake in words. I might take a big pause, like right now. Most people go and edit it. But I'm like, do you know what? I'm human. And the whole point of this is I'm not perfect. No one is. Sometimes the sound's not great. I know. It is what it is, right? But the whole point of it is the message. And I'm trying to practice what I preach here by going, you'll make mistakes. You'll mess up. You'll cock up. It's how you react to that that counts. And that player that I spoke to, his reaction was amazing. He was like, yeah, it's really coming into fruition now. I can see it really working. I'm like, of course it is. It's the compound effect. You've done the work over time. And I said to you, when you step onto the pitch, things will change. And they have. And I've seen it time and time again. So if you want help, if you want to speak to me, I'd love you to have a call with me. Go to www.confidenceinfootball. In there, you can book, if you're a pro footballer, pros only, you can book a one-to-one 30-minute call with me where I can help you and direct you, well, take you in the right direction, put you in the right direction. See, told you I make mistakes. Is what it is. Accept it. Move along. If you've liked the podcast, do me a favour. Give me a review. Spotify, please share it. Listen, I know loads of you listen to it because you messaged me about it, about today's podcast. I don't see you sharing it or tagging me in it. You bastard. But if you could do that, that would be amazing. Anyway, I will see you tomorrow. Keep practicing. Keep doing. And things will change. I promise you. See you tomorrow.